everybody, and welcome to Wine Text TV, brought to you by winetext.com, America's number one way to buy wine, according to my mother. We're here and we are focused on Pinot Noir. Today, we've got four really well-known and or high-end Pinots, so we're upticking it a little bit for episode, what is this, episode four? Episode four of Wine Text TV. Let's get right into it. Actually, we're answering questions, so thank you everybody. If you're watching this on social or on YouTube, make sure you ask questions. First wine of the episode, the La Crema 2022 Sonoma Coast Pinot. I wanted to do this wine on the show because it's incredibly popular. I see this on lots of people's tables at plenty of restaurants. I'm aware because I look at Wine Library stores numbers and this sells. And let's give it a sniffy sniff. This is just like a traditional Pinot Noir nose. Good little red fruit. A little kind of, I call it like pig fat. And I know that's like a weird thing to like bring up, but kind of like the fatty oils of like French food is what comes through on the nose. Pork rind, you know, that burnt kind of thing going on a little bit. So good little nose. Let's give it a whirl. Good medium body. You know, look, this is a supermarket wine. A wine that suggested $28. You could probably find it pretty easily in certain parts of America under 20. And it's not bad. I'm gonna be very transparent. Probably my subconscious, because I grew up with this wine, and again, remembered it as a $9.99 wine. To me, this is like an 89 plus point wine. This is very solid. I'm a little bit surprised, in a great way. Good job by La Crema. Really solid Pinot Noir, I like it.
When opening a premium aged cab, what is the proper decanting?
It depends on vintage, it depends on wine, but look, I think wines benefit tremendously from oxygen. The more expensive a wine is, the more decanting or opening the bottle is going to benefit you, because big red wines have tannins and they're just gonna be, there's gonna be a bitterness. Now, as you get really old, you start getting into 20, 30 year bottles, 40 year bottles, sometimes you don't need to decant because the oxygen that's getting through the cork, slowly but surely, over to 40 years, is what's causing what I want you to do on a new wine for 7 or 8 hours. That's how I see it. All right, let's keep it going. Four Graces, Willamette Valley Pinot Noir, 2022, 91 points Wine Spectator, 90 points Wine Enthusiast, $35 suggested retail. Again, which that means 25 to 35, depending on where you're finding it. For me, there's a little bit of cranberry here, but aromatically, it's not as strong as La Crema. Now, that also means that it may need a little bit more aging, could use more decanting. This is a little of a pop and pour. So just because the nose isn't as good at first for you at home, some of these wines, especially when they start getting into 30 bucks and above, they're kind of wines that can really use a couple of hours of breathing. As a matter of fact, a real day-to-day hack, if you buy wine that's $30 or more and you plan on drinking it on a Tuesday or a Friday or a Sunday night, open that wine. If you don't have a decanter, just open that wine and let it sit on your kitchen counter starting at, on a weekend, noon. Let it sit there for 7-8 hours. Or believe it or not, even on a Tuesday night before you go to work, literally pop it at 9 a.m., 8 a.m. in the morning and have it later that night. The air will be your friend. It will break up those tannins, a lot of the bitterness a lot of you struggle with red wine, and you will like it more. That is my quick interpretation of what's happening here. This hasn't been open very long, and on the pop and pour, the nose is limited, but that might not be the final verdict. It might just be that it's not airing enough right now. Let's give it a whirl. Honestly, this wine I think is just okay. I'm not in love with this wine. It's a very popular wine. There's a lot of people that love. Oh, Maddie jumping in, right? Very popular. I don't see why. To me, this wine, what do we sell this for?
Just under 20. It's $18.99 on the shelf.
Now, right away, notice how my demeanor changed. Well, listen, it's half the price. Now I'm a little bit more optimistic because price does, you know, factor into how you feel. I still think it's okay. I think it's a little bit one-dimensional. The mid palate's very disjointed in my opinion. And the finish is kind of like just okay. So ironically, this makes me feel better about the wine. At 35, I'm like, this is insane. This is a bad deal. At 16 to 22, in pocket, there's plenty of Pinots like this. But that goes to being very popular. That goes down to marketing and good ratings. I can promise you right now, money in the bank, 15 to 25, 15 to 22, $18.99, there's 53 $18.99 Pinot Noirs that are as good as this wine. I'm gonna go 87 plus on this, solid Pinot, but it'd be a pass for me, though 18 bucks doesn't scare me, and it's more than enough for a nice little glass of wine at the airport. Let's move on.
Which region in Australia is your favorite wine?
I think Margaret River is my favorite region in Australia because I find them to be the most balanced. I love the Cabernets and the Chardonnays out of the region. But again, just like this Bevan is time and place, if I want bombastic excitement, Barossa Valley makes some of the most explosive Shiraz in the world. And it's funny, I've been talking to Brandon a lot on winetext.com that all of you should sign up for because it would mean a lot to my dad. On winetext.com, right now, it's funny to watch the ebbs and flows of what's selling. Right now, Shiraz is not selling as well as it should. We've offered some real monsters, and it does great, but we're on a hot streak right now. Everything's flying and selling out, and like some of the really well-priced, well-scored Shiraz is a little softer, which is fun because I really built my career. I built Wine Library in 98 to 2003 on the back of Australian bombastic wines because we were the people in America that had the best selection and biggest allocations of the highest and hardest to get Barossa Valley Shirazes that were getting 95 to 100 point Robert Parker scores, which took the industry by storm. So I was in it when Australia was ripping hot. Australia fell off a cliff, so did Spain with those big bombastic wines from Toro. And now they're coming back because they've balanced out a little bit. The hype has calmed down. I like Australian wines a lot. Even the Sauvignon Blancs, I think, are underrated because New Zealand gets all the pubs. Rieslings are great. Like, there's a lot of good wine from Australia, sometimes overpriced. But Margaret River, Hunter Valley Semillon is something I think is world class, but nobody drinks Semillon yet. But nobody drank Rosé when I was in the prime of my career. So things cycle, and that's how I say it. Great scores, 95 points, Jeff. Jed Dunnick, mm-hmm. That's a huge score. 94 Spectator, mm-hmm. 94 Venice. I'm excited about tasting this wine. Brandon, what is this going for? $49.99?
Yep.
So suggested retail 60, we sell for $49.99. Is that in pocket to what it's selling for? So $50 wine, expensive stuff, Dust. This is like you're going on a big date trying to impress your girl, Dustin. You impress her with $50 Pinot Noirs?
Where'd she?
You impress her with your charm?
She likes house wine, that brand. It's like a can. She likes.
Beauty in the eye of the beholder.
Exactly.
I gotta stay consistent.
What you like.
Drink what you like. Sniffy snip. Speaking of drink what you like though, for her, going to Wine Library, because she saw Brandon in a Facebook ad, and buying $9 to $15 wines, there's a lot to explore that she'll love. Keep it in mind. Matt's always there ready to help her on a Saturday. I expect you there this Saturday. This has a great nose. Wow, this is beautiful. Very creamy, floral, rose petal, beautiful black fruit, which I always appreciate in Pinot Noir because I get a lot of strawberries more often, but when I get a little hint of that blueberry, which if you've ever seen my most viral clip, put it up here right here, I love blueberries. So whenever I get red and black fruit mixed in a nose, I get excited. If it smells like a blueberry and cherry pie mix, I get excited because I'm getting the dark and the red fruit, and that's what I'm getting on this nose, along with very exciting notes of like rose petal, but then also, I always think of Wimbledon. They always talk about strawberries and cream. Whenever I get that creamy nose, I would call it like half and half. When it smells milky to me, I get excited. It's good. This is extremely Burgundian. What I mean by that is now we're getting into my territory. Give me a little dirt. Give me a little stinky sock. Give me a little sour. I've got a little pickle juice. Like, this is complex. This has other things going on. The first wine, La Crema, joyful, but it's like, it's kind of like having a lot of makeup on. It looks pretty, but like deep down, is it really pretty? Medium bodied, not too heavy. Some of the great Sonoma, California Pinot Noirs, the Costa Browns, the Sea Smokes, the stuff that people are hot on right now, sometimes they get a little too heavy. It's like Pinot making pretend it's Cabernet, a little too heavy on the body. Not this. This has got that perfect Pinot style, elegance out the yang. This is good wine. This is a beautiful wine. I'm gonna go 94 points as well. I'm right in pocket with everyone. This is really well-made stuff. And honestly, a super value at $49.99. This is the kind of Pinot Noir that I would spend $90 for in Burgundy and be thrilled. So good value.
Are there any non-alcoholic wines out there?
That's a great question. The non-alcoholic wine quality thing is just starting. First of all, congrats for being sober. Good for you. Keep it going. Number two, I think we're in the early stages. I think in 15 years, people that nerd out about wine, like us three, we'll be drinking non-alcoholic wine that we think is good, which could seem like sacrilege to people that are the most nerdy, the most stuffy sommeliers, but I see it. I can see there's efforts towards it. It's a viable product. Mocktails are happening. It's in the air, but it's early, and I don't have a recommendation just yet. Bevan, 2021 Petaluma Gap Pinot Noir from Sonoma Coast, 97 points, California Wine
Advisors.
What's this selling for?
That's 80 bucks. 80 bucks straight.
80 bucks straight, yes, from everywhere? Yes. All right, 80 bucks. Big boy, and right away, there we go. Sorry, I don't have the lighting for this. Just do your best here. I'm gonna show you what I was talking about with California. Look, can you see that it's...
What am I looking for?
One is, this is much thicker and darker than this one. Oh. Mm-hmm. Maybe not on the camera. Nonetheless, here we go with what sometimes good, sometimes bad, but like, this is big boy Pinot. Let's give it a sniffy sniff. Big aromatics on this. Get a little cigar on the nose, which I love. Give me a little smoky smoke tobacco. I'm in the business. Big red fruit. Big, it's bold, it's delicious, it's a barbecue wine. That's what I get on the nose. Let's see if the body and the taste deliver on that. I'm gonna make this very straight right down the fairway, golf style. Big shout out to AJ, he likes golf now. This is a time and place wine. For me, if I go back to the last wine and I'm at a 3-star Michelin where I'm trying to really pair the wine with the delicate French cuisine and I'm spending a lot of money and I had to wear a jacket and you know I don't want to do that to get into the place, I'm going with this wine. This wine would overpower the food and that commitment I made to $700 worth of food, the truffles, this, the elegance, it would be too overpowering. On the flip side, if I'm drinking, we're in March Madness. If I'm going out to a dinner before I go to the Final Four game or watch it with my buddies and we're literally having steak and I'm not in the mood for another Cabernet, like I don't want another Silver Oak or Camus or Opus, the Dominus, the cliche stuff they have, and I see this on the list, I'm like, ooh, this has the fruit and the explosiveness to go with steak, but this is Pinot Noir for Cabernet lovers. This is big, over-the-top, monstrous. And by the way, all of Wall Street down there, they'll love this wine. All of the people that love Super Tuscans and love Bryant family and all that stuff. This is a red wine drinker's dream that knows they love bombastic. As a matter of fact, Dustin, take off your... Literally, this is crazy. I cannot believe you wore this. Please take off your headphones and come to the camera. Please do it right now. Yep. There you go. This is insane that you have this shirt. I don't even remember making this. I do remember. Where'd you find this?
Joao.
It's insane.
Makes sense.
Fruit bomb. This is what I used to call it. The fruit bomb. Thank you. This is a fruit bomb, and this is a time and place wine. This will crush for some people, but for people that are a little more traditional, a little bit more Burgundian, a little bit more like I want Pinot to be Pinot, it wouldn't be. And so I could see very knowledgeable, serious wine drinkers rating this between 87, 88, 88 and 95. It just depends on where you're at. Where I'm at right now is I'm in a good mood. I brought back the show. I'm excited. I don't know if I'm definitely not going 97 points. I'm gonna go 93 points on this wine because it's fun, it's huge, and it's explosive, but it's 93 asterisk. You need to know what you're getting into because it's not for every occasion. Keep watching the show. Thank you for watching. We keep drinking bad wines so you don't have to. That's the goal really here for me. Let me find wines to tell you not to pick up, but I could be wrong. Remember the middle of this episode. Find something that matches what you like, but keep trying new things. New wineries from the things you like. You like La Crema? Go taste another Sonoma or California Pinot you've never had before. You might discover your next favorite. Keep trying wines that you've never had before. If you've never had Pinot Noir from Oregon before and you're watching and you've been a snobby Burgundian drinker only, well, we've got one for you. So mix it up, try new things, and keep enjoying wine for what it's for, which is the journey. P.S. Real quick, if you have any wine questions, just like you saw in this episode, I will be answering them throughout the next episode. Please leave your wine questions and the team will figure it out and check it out. We'll see you next time.